محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا معينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك، وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك، وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة، وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة، وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك، فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي، وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي. وأقل يا غفور عثرتي، فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها وهموم قد كشفتها وعثرة قد أقلتها ورحمة قد نشرتها وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده، الظاهر بالكرم مجده، الباسط بالجود يده، الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما، إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير، مع حاجة بي إليه عظيمة، وغناك عنه قديم، وهو عندي كثير، وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا لا خائفا ولا وجلا مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك فإن أبطأ عني اعتبت بجهلي عليك ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي يا رب إنك تدعوني فأولي عنك وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك كأن لي التطول عليك فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجود عليه بفضل إحسانك إنك جواد كريم الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الإصباح ديان الدين رب العالمين الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه وهو قادر على ما يريد الحمد لله خالق الخلق باسط الرزق فالق الإصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله ولا شبيه يشاكله ولا ظهير يعاضده قهر بعزة الأعزاء وتواضع لعظمته العظماء فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويسر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعلم النعمة ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني وبهجة مونقة قد أراني فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه ولا يغلق بابه ولا يرد سائله ولا يخيب آمله الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين والحمد لله قاسم الجبارين مبير الظالمين مدرك الهاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها وترجف الأرض وعمارها وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين وصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم، وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة، وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر، وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك والقائم بدينك، استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله، مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له، أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به، وانصره وانتصر به، وانصره نصرا عزيزا، وافتح له فتحا يسيرا، واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله، وتذل بها النفاق وأهله، وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك، وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا، وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المهم به شعثنا، واشعب به صدعنا، وارتق به فتقنا، وكثر به قلتنا، وأعزز به ذلتنا، وأغن به عائلنا، واقض به عن مغرمنا، واجبر به فقرنا، وسد به خلتنا، ويسر به عسرنا، وبيض به وجوهنا، وفك به أسرنا، وأنجح به طلبتنا، وأنجز به مواعيدنا، واستجب به دعوتنا، وأعطنا به سؤلنا، وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة آمالنا، وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين. اشف به صدورنا وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا إله الحق، آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله، وغيبة ولينا، وكثرة عدونا، وقلة عددنا، وشدة الفتن بنا، وتظاهر الزمان علينا. فصل على محمد وآله، وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجلوه، وبضر تكشفوه، ونصر تعزوه، وسلطان حق تظهروه، ورحمة منك تجللناها، وعافية منك تلبسناها، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلوات. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا سيد الخلق أجمعين، حبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين، أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us on this night. It is another Thursday night, another Laylatul Jumu'ah, the eve of Friday, as it is referred to. This is the night of Friday, not the night of Thursday. The nights in the Islamic day and night, the night begins before the day. It's first dark, then the light comes out, the sun comes out. And so this is really Friday night, or the night of Friday, whichever way you want to, the sequence of words you want to have there. The idea is Friday has a day and a night in the Islamic calendar and understanding of day and night. A day starts with the night and ends with sunset. So anyhow, this is a night of mercy, a special night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the year, every night of Friday, has his special blessings. This month is a special month, and this night is a special month, a special night. And we're approaching the first night that we'll be both commemorating the Shahada of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, and also the A'mal for preparation for Laylatul Qadr tomorrow night, inshallah, the night of the 19th. Hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us and protects us from the wasawis of the shaytan. He tells us in the Quran we need to seek refuge. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Seek refuge in the Lord of the people. And later on in that chapter he says, مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. We're supposed to ask and seek refuge in Allah, ask Him to help us against the waswas al-khannas, the one who keeps whispering in our ears, in the ears of our hearts. We don't see him, we don't see their kind, the jinn. Of Of course, we do see the ins. There are shayateen of ins as well. That says min al-jinnati wa nas, both the jinn and the nas that do this waswasa. They whisper, they tempt us, they make us feel and think in ways that are not correct and make decisions that are not correct. The only one that can help us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing that we can discuss on this night, but hopefully will be beneficial for you all, is the concept mentioned in the Quran in the shorter chapters of the Quran. In the chapter of Kafirun, we need to be having reminders of this. There's four chapters of the Quran that start with the word قُل, say. We're supposed to say certain things. In the other chapters, like قُل هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد, it only says what you need to say. It doesn't say address anyone. قُل هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد, say Allah, or He is Allah, أَحَد, the single, the only. And it continues, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, Walam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. You're supposed to say these. It could be said to people, as according to the Sha'nun Nuzul that was revealed, at least according to some of the accounts, it was revealed in the context of Christians. The view of the Christians who believe in Jesus being the Son of God, He is God, He's the Son of God. So that idea has been negated in this chapter. But it's not only to them. It doesn't say address the Christians. It says قُل, say these. These are things that we need to say, we need to believe in, we need to say to ourselves, to others. There's much of it that we need to take on board. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There is nothing that is a kuf of Allah. Nothing in any way, not even in a single aspect, is able to match Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be the same even in one aspect, including existence. Cannot be. لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. We need to repeat that as much as we do. We don't catch on to the meanings. We need to do more of that. We need to do tadabbur and inshallah process those meanings. In the other two, besides قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, again it says قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَاقِ, or قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Say these things. Say أَعُوذُ, I seek refuge, بِرَبِّ الْفَلَاقِ, I seek refuge in the Lord of Falaq, apparently the splitting of the seed, according to at least what I remember of some of the tafasir. Or the last one, which we already mentioned, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the people. Nobody has been mentioned to be addressed by that. But in this one, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, what is to be said by the believers is addressed to someone. You don't go in your bedroom, in your living room, in your house, in your garage and say, Ya ayyuhal kafirun. Ya ayyuhal kafirun means, O kuffar. You don't do that. In the absence of kuffar, you don't say, O kuffar. Hey you, kuffar. Disbelievers. Those who reject God. Those who cover the truth of God. You don't address them. They're not around. It says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. That means, go where they can hear you and address them. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. There's a time where you need to, with words, do this jihad. The verse in the Holy Quran, many verses, but one of them specifically that I'm going to cite, it says, جَاهِدِ الْكُفَّارَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَغْلُضْ عَلَيْهِمْ. You need to do jihad with the kuffar and with the munafiqeen. Jihad with the kuffar and munafiqeen. Jihad is different than qital. Qital means fighting in the battlefield with weaponry, the traditional, the conventional weapons of any time, be it swords and spears and what have you, the old-fashioned way of fighting, or today you have bullets and bombs and whatever you have, drones and jets, and that's qital, that's called qital. The word jihad means to struggle. When you say jahid al-kuffar, it means struggle against them. They are working against you, struggle against them. This struggle, this includes at times qital, but most of the struggle is not in the form of qital. How many battles did the Prophet fight? It's Badr, it's Uhud, it's Ahzab, there's Hunayn, there's a few more minor compared to the ones that we already mentioned. These are the battles that the Prophet fought. Over the course of the 23 years of his prophethood, his risalah, the Holy Prophet had 6-7 major wars. Besides that, maybe a couple more smaller. The one with Khaybar, the Battle of Khaybar, the Battle of, which with each of the, in a sense, if we can call them all battles, with the three Jewish tribes outside of Medina or around Medina. These were the battles of the Prophet. But from the beginning, from day one, the jihad of the Prophet began. Because from day one, when he said, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُوا, there's only one God, even in private, the kuffar started working against him. They wanted to shut him up. They wanted him to be silenced. They wanted him not to spread that, not to talk about it, not to say he's a prophet, not to say that these idols don't think, they don't speak, they don't do anything. They wanted him to not say that. And they took various measures to make that happen. The Holy Prophet, by continuing, is doing jihad. Most of the jihad of the Prophet against the kuffar and munafiqeen. How many battles did the Prophet have with munafiqeen? There's only one that we have in the Quran, in Surah Tawbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his messenger to go to Masjid Dhirar. The munafiqeen established a masjid. This is how they work. They established a masjid for themselves in order to get together and plot against the Prophet. They called it a masjid, so this is a place of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God told the Prophet, go destroy that masjid. That's not a masjid. Similar to some of the masajid that the Americans and the British and their extensions, like the Saudi regime, they create in various areas. And they're there to create division. They're there to create, to go against, to plot against Islam and the Muslimin. That's not a masjid. That was one battle that the Prophet fought against the munafiqeen. How many more battles do we have? We don't. Most of the sparring and the fighting with the munafiqeen, the struggle against the munafiqeen, was in the form of not allowing them to push the mu'mineen in the wrong direction. Not allowing them to start steering the nation of Islam in the direction that they want. By not giving in to their demands, by reading into their plots, by understanding the misinterpretations that they're giving of the Quran, the misjudgments that they're presenting, twisting truths and trying to present something that is wrong for the Muslimin as right, trying to in various ways push the Muslimin and the Mu'mineen away from Islam, creating fear in their hearts so they don't go on the battlefield and fight. The Muslimin were supposed to be strong, go against that. The Prophet had to speak. Many times the jihad is speaking, is saying the right thing, clarifying what is being said to be wrong, and so on and so forth. Jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited to a conventional weapons warfare or a type of war that includes that type of warfare. That's not what it's limited to. One of the forms of jihad here is what this chapter has. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. You're supposed to say to them, address them, where they are, where they see you, where they hear you, address them. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. What should I say to them? لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. It starts with this. Some people focus on the other side. They're like, oh, let the kuffar be as... No, that's not what the chapter says. So address them and say, لا أعبد ما تعبدون. What you're worshipping, your way of life, your halal and haram, what you say, veganism, homosexuality, all this junk that is out there, this is your way of life. لا أعبد ما تعبدون. Your idols, your ways of life, your traditions, your laws, your do's and don'ts. No. Halal is determined by Allah. What we're allowed to do and choose based on what we like is determined by God. If God said meat is halal from these animals, it is halal. No vegan can change that. No one can change that for any Muslim or for anyone. It is wrong to believe that it's wrong to eat meat. لا أعبد ما تعبدون. We're not gonna accept that. Say it to the kuffar. You believe that is fine. This chapter says say ya and say where in your own masajid. No, قل يا أيها الكافرون. Kuffar, we're not going to worship your way. We're not going to follow your path. We're not going to do what you want us to do. We're not going to accept your value system. لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. Say to them, I know you're not going to accept my way either. You're the kuffar, not the kuffar we've mentioned many times. Kafir is someone who sees the truth and covers it, conceals it for themselves. They say, I don't want to see this. I don't want to accept it after seeing it. That's a kafir. A lot of people are ignorant. The people who see it, they reject it. They don't want to accept it. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. You're not going to accept. But وَلَا أَنَا, I repeat it, وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ. I am never going to be worshipping what you worship. That's the emphasis. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. You're not going to follow my way either. But I repeat, I am not going to be doing this. Then at the end of the chapter, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. Your deen, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ, for you is your religion. This ideology, these different ideologies, beliefs, every day something new pops up. Keto and this, in terms of diets, vegan, keto, with various false beliefs and false philosophies of life. LGBTQ, whatever, as some call it, alphabet soup. Things that they allow themselves, things that they... This is yours. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. For me is my religion. I have my own religion. I'm not going to follow your religion. I'm not going to change my ways. I'm not going to start interpreting verses of the Holy Quran to agree with your ways of life. No. وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُ فَيُدْهِنُونَ. They wish that you change a little bit so that they become a little more lenient too. Not even a slight bit. No, the Quran is what it is. We read in Dua al-Iftitah that, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to وَاجْعَلْهُ الدَّاعِيَ إِلَىٰ كِتَابِكَ. Make him the person who calls towards your book. God's book has remained the same. The meanings are the same. There's no variant interpretation. It's what God said. And the Imam is going to establish what God said. We want to find out and understand what God says. And we're not going to change anything in our process of understanding the verses of the Quran. We are not going to lean towards a Western ideology, an Eastern ideology, any ideology that's not Islam, any culture that's not Islam. This chapter of the Quran tells us it is our job, it's our takleef to address the kuffar and say this, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. This is not a chapter to read and just read for the sake of rewards in the hereafter. If I read it and don't implement it, if I read it and I don't even pay attention to the meanings, if I read it, I don't care what it says, I'm just reading the Arabic As an Arab, as a non-Arab, I don't care what it says. Just, this is a religious thing. This is tradition. As the month of Ramadan, we read these chapters of the Quran. We'll understand what it's saying and implement it. As a takleef, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ Address the kuffar. Tell them this. If you don't say it, if you don't address them and tell them that we're not going to go with your ways, you're going to get weakened. You will start, because as it says, the chapter tells us, God tells us, وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَبِدُونَ مَعْبُدُ They're not going to change their ways. If you don't tell them, I won't change my ways to yours, eventually what's going to happen is they're not going to change, I'm going to change. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. There is a push from prominent community members across the Muslim communities in North America, in Europe, everywhere. There is a push. The affluent people who love being in the conditions that they're in and they're willing to change Islam. A push. Okay, let's tone this down, tone that down. It means what it means. When you say tone something down, if it's in Islam, when you say tone it down, that means you're leaning towards what they want and hushing Islam up. I thought we're supposed to tell them that we're not going to change. We are changing. We are changing. Unless we do this. Unless we announce, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَبِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَبُدُ We're not going to accept anything from you. And this is not just the US or Western culture. From anyone. No Arab culture. Islam is not Arab culture. Islam is not an Arab religion. Islam is a divine religion sent down in the context of Arabia that the Quran says was the worst context in the world. We're not going to take anything from Jahili Arabs. Any Jahiliya, any residue that remains, doesn't matter what culture, Arab, Persian, Indian, Chinese, European. The thing is, the prominent and dominant culture of the world right now is Western culture. Japan is more Western than, that's the most Eastern part of the world, or one of the most Eastern parts of the world. It's more Western than the most Western part of the West is, the U.S. and Hollywood, right here on the corner. The Japanese are more Westernized than anyone. The Chinese are Westernized. The Russians are Westernized. Indians are Westernized. The dominant culture of the world is Western culture. It's influencing everything. And therefore, the voice that needs to come out and say to them, we're not going to change, has got to be strongest. While if there's any pull towards Persian culture, towards Arab culture, towards Indian culture, towards whatever other culture, we should deny it and say no. La a'budu ma ta'budun. But when it comes to Western culture, which is the dominant culture of the world, through the media that they have access to, all these channels, it's their channels. The movie industry. And everything that's out there. To them, to the Western culture, the voice, the volume needs to be highest against Western culture. The other reason why that is well, Persian culture has been influenced by Islam. Arab culture has been influenced by Islam. The parts that remain that stand out against Islam are relatively a lot more minimal, a lot less, not even comparable. Western culture, the rise of the West was the rise of atheism. The rise of the West was the rise against religion, against the divine, against God. the foundation of Western growth and material prosperity is moving away from God. So not only is it the dominant culture, and from that perspective, it keeps pushing more and more people away from the path of Islam, and so we have to be loudest against it. It's also most conflicting. It is most conflicting with Islam, with God's religion. And so from that perspective as well, our voices need to be loudest against the kuffar that are changing what remains. See, the West came into Christianity. They were Christians. And for the longest time, Christianity remained within the West. Even when the Renaissance happened, the drive away from Christianity and away from God and away from religion, despite that, religion still remained a big part of society. And it still is up to this point. And certain elements of religion remain within the culture of the West. The thing is, the rise of atheism, the rise of the powers that are moving away from religion, constantly keeps pushing and pushing and pushing against religion and away from religion, away from God, away from Christian values, away from any divine value. They are the kuffar. The foul language that has become so common, I don't know, but as far as I remember, it didn't used to be as okay. It was used, people did use foul language, but it wasn't considered okay. Over the course of the last maybe decade or two, it's become part of common television shows. It's very normal. They just put a beep there, but everybody knows what is being said. In the writing, they put stars there. Everybody knows what's being said. The person doesn't even hesitate to say it. In fact, to be cool, they say it. In public, in official programs, in whatever condition, they're just pushing. LGBTQ has gotten worse. Nudity has got a lot of these areas that are, again, they're just pushing. There's no limit. There's no point that they're going to stop. They keep pushing. Changing the religious people here in the West, their culture, there is still divine culture within Western culture. What we mean by Western culture is those leaders that are pushing it away from religion. There's still elements that remain, but the direction, because these people have taken the lead in the West, they're pushing further and further and further away from God's teachings. Whatever remained up to 10 years ago of religion in American society, for instance, last 10 years, it's declined. It's declined. They keep pushing. We have got to be more firm, more strong, and implement God's teachings. Don't be afraid. They're going to mock us. They mock prophets. We're not better than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. When he said there's a day of judgment, when he said there's resurrection, when he said you're going to come back to life because God said that is a fact, they took those decomposing bones to the prophet and just turned it into dust and said, ha 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 ha, he's saying that this is going to come back to life. Laughed their heads off, mocked him, laughed at him, called him names, lunatic. So he says he sees angels, he's hallucinating. I don't know what he's on. Their words, that's what they're saying. They used to say. They're going to do the same thing to us. They're going to defame us. They're going to slander us. Well, they did all that to all prophets. You're afraid of that? Why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we listening to this teaching of Allah? قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ Address the kuffar and say, we're not going to do what you want us to do. We're not going to follow it. Your religion is yours. You keep all the laws and whatever you have for yourself. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the strength in this month of Ramadan to be able to go by these divine teachings and not be afraid of the material consequences that will come our way, inshallah. We ask Allah to hasten the return of our imam. We ask him to help us be his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping Islam, especially those putting their lives on the line in Yemen, in Palestine, this new rise of the Palestinian youth in Jerusalem or in Al-Quds al-Sharif, Al-Quds lana, that Quds is ours, it belongs to the Muslimin. The Palestinian people are going to be there, they are not leaving. The Zionists will be leaving, and inshallah we will all visit Al-Masjid al-Aqsa, the work of prophets, the structure created by Sulaiman, completed by Sulaiman the prophet, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, inshallah we will all visit Masjid al-Aqsa. We ask Allah to help and support those people and all those who are standing and putting their lives on the line. We ask Allah to help and protect all of them and help and protect our ulama, our maraja, and most of our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. We ask Allah to relieve all the people of the world of the pandemic and also of all the oppressions that they're facing. Bin Nabi wa alihi rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'as salawat.